here. He wears dark glasses. Things are going great, and they're only getting better. I'm doing all right, getting good grades. The future's so bright. I gotta wear shades. I gotta wear shades. I got a job.
Hello, and welcome to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. I am Daniel Wolf, and it is July the 6th. Canada Day is in the rearview mirror, and so is the American semi-quincentennial 250th anniversary. We're going to start out with a tribute that probably should have been on the show 2 to 3 weeks ago, but as mentioned, I had to go with some repeats for a couple of weeks. And it's to the South African pianist Abdullah Ibrahim. Abdullah Ibrahim died on June the 15th at the age of 91, and he was born in Cape Town, South Africa in 1934 under the name Adolf Johannes Brand. In his early career playing in South Africa, particularly in Cape Town, with a group called the Jazz Epistles, which actually, by the way, included no less a person than the trumpeter Hugh Masekela, he assumed the name Dollar Brand as his stage name, and he played under that name until he moved back to South Africa very briefly after a spell in the United States in 1968. In fact, his career basically took him between the U.S. and South Africa several times. He also made a pilgrimage to Mecca. And again, in 1968, he changed his name from Dollar Brand to Abdullah Ibrahim and converted to Islam. His original group was not particularly political, but he was nonetheless persecuted by the apartheid era government in the early 60s, and that led to his first exile, if you like, to the United States. And he spent part of his late career in the U.S. as well before finally returning to South Africa after meeting Nelson Mandela in Germany in 1990. We're going to hear from Abdullah Ibrahim, and this is a track called Good News from Africa. It's a fairly long track. The album is Good News from Africa. The track itself is called The Pilgrim. And here is Dollar Brand, or latterly known as Abdullah Ibrahim. Thank you. That was the late Abdullah Ibrahim and the Pilgrim. That is from Abdullah Ibrahim's album, Good News from Africa. Let's go on to hear from Cassandra Wilson. I've had Cassandra Wilson on the show quite recently, partly because one of the albums I bought in the mid-90s that I am particularly fond of is Cassandra's multiple award-winning album, New Moon Daughter. And if you've ever seen the True Detective series on cable or streaming, however you get your TV shows, her song from that, Death Letter, features from her album New Moon Daughter, features as the theme song for the credits for season 3 of True Detective. And so I went back and started revisiting, after I watched the show, Cassandra Wilson, some of her other stuff, and discovered she'd actually done a little more recently than New Moon Daughter, around 2005, an album called Closer to You, The Pop Side, which is her version of a number of well-known pop songs. Now, Cassandra is one of the most well-regarded of American jazz vocalists. She has lived based in New York, and for a lot of the time in a particular apartment that was once occupied by Lena Horne and earlier still Count Basie. So imagine what the walls could have heard in terms of midnight jam sessions in that apartment over the decades. But she is still performing, and we're again going to hear her version from the album Closer to You, The Pop Side, her version of that standard from The Band known as The Wait, Cassandra Wilson.
Stay and keep family company.
Cassandra Wilson and her version of the band's song, The Wait, and that is from her album, Closer to You, The Pop Side, from 2005. Time for one more longish track before we take our break, and we'll go to one of my favorite relatively new acts from Montreal, and that is the pianist Kate Wyatt. And Kate has performed in Kingston a couple of times. She released her second album just about a year ago. But I'm going to go back to the very first album she released, which was in 2023. It is an album called Artifact, and it consists of Kate and a trio with the following members: Adrian Vidadi on bass, who happens to be Kate's husband, Lex French on trumpet, and Jim Doxas on percussion. From the album Artifact, let us hear A Flower is a Lovesome Thing. After that, we will take a short break for station identification and some PSAs, and be right back with more Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9.
Thank you. Discover the Tet Center for Creativity and Learning, a vibrant arts hub at 370 King Street West in Kingston, right beside the Isabel Bader Center. Enjoy a coffee at Juniper Cafe and explore three floors of galleries, studios, and arts organizations. Borrow instruments from Joe's Mill, sign up for art classes with groups like the Kingston's Potters Guild, and dance with Kingston's School of Dance. Join Tet Tuesday Open Studios the second Tuesday of every month to connect with fellow creatives. Students, you can host events at the Tet with reduced rental rates. Learn more at tetcenter.org and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Tet Center. Your artistic journey begins here.
Your library, your story. At the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, books are just the beginning. A library card starts a lifelong adventure, connecting you to everything you need to inspire learning, creativity, and fun. With 16 locations and plenty of online services, using your library has never been easier. Study in a quiet space, meet friends and learn new things, or explore the world through a magazine or a museum pass. Become a part of our story. Visit your local library branch or find us online at kfpl.ca.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. I'm Daniel Wolf. Just before the break, we heard from the Kate Wyatt Quartet out of Montreal. That is from Kate's first album, Artifact. The track was called A Flower is a Lovesome Thing. Let us stay Canadian for our next track, and the Mike Murley Trio, consisting of Mike Murley on saxophone, Reg Schwager on guitar, he is a Dutch-born Canadian player, and Steve Wallace on double bass. This is from an album they produced in 2014 called Looking Back, and it's the first album with the trio featuring Reg on the guitar instead of Ed Bickert, who used to play with Mike Murley. Ed had just retired from active playing at that point, and Reg stepped in to take his spot in the trio. Quite a nice album, looking back, and let's hear from it the track entitled If You Never Come to Me. Thank you. The Mike Murley Trio and If You Never Come to Me, and that's from their 2014 album entitled Looking Back. We'll move on to some banjo. Yes, banjo is not normally considered a mainstay of the jazz scene, but one particular artist, Bela Fleck, and his group The Flecktones have really proved that wrong by turning the banjo into a legitimate jazz instrument. And they are well known for their many albums, but one of my favorites is one from 2011 called Rocket Science. There's a deluxe edition of that I have, and from that we're going to hear Bela and Sweet Pomegranates. Thank you. That was Bella Fleck and the Flecktones and Sweet Pomegranates from their 2011 album Rocket Science. Interesting thing about that particular album is the group formed in 1988 when Bella Fleck was performing as a banjo player at the Winnipeg Folk Festival, of all places, where he met the harmonica player Howard Levy, and they got the idea of forming the band. And Howard left the band a few years later because of the rigors of touring, but he rejoined it in 2011 just in time to record the album that we've just played, Rocket Science. So interesting Winnipeg Folk Festival connection there. Now, let us move on to Christine Tobin, the Irish vocalist, who has produced a number of albums over the years, but my very favorite is the very first Christine Tobin album I heard, which is one that sets W.B. Yeats's poetry to music. It is called Sailing to Byzantium. From that, let's hear Christine and What Then?
according to my boyish plan. Let the fools rage, I swerved at naught, something to perfection brought. But louder sang that ghost, but louder sang that ghost. What then, 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 what then?
Dublin vocalist Christine Tobin and What Then from her W.B. Yeats themed album Sailing to Byzantium from 2012. You know what? I realized as I was playing this particular track that that album came out the very year I actually started this program, Dark Glasses, and I think it was on the very first or second show that I profiled Christine Tobin for the first time. Hard to believe we are in year 15 of Dark Glasses. And we have time for one more track, so we'll go to a Canadian pianist and vocalist who really needs no introduction, and that is Diana Krall, easily one of our most successful jazz artists of the last 30 years. Interestingly enough, she's produced so many albums in so many different formats over the years, some highly orchestrated ones in the late 90s, early 00s, and some great live ones, like her Live in Paris album. I would say, however, that my single favorite Diana Krall album is, again, one of her early ones. And it's probably the first Diana Krall album I ever actually bought, in fact. It is All For You, a tribute to Nat King Cole. It came out in 1996, and it features, as you might expect, a number of tracks done originally by the Nat King Cole Trio, not all necessarily written by Nat King Cole, some were jazz standards. We're going to hear one called The Boulevard of Broken Dreams. You may be familiar with the famous image of James Dean wandering along a rainy boulevard, which has that theme, and that actually, so far as I know, doesn't actually come from any of James Dean's three movies, but Nat King Cole did this particular track. It was originally written by Al Dubin and Harry Warren in 1930, well before James Dean was even a thing, or even a person. I think he was born in the late 20s. So let us hear Diana Krall and Boulevard of Broken Dreams. And that is an album which features on it, in addition to Diana on piano and vocals, other Canadian artists, including Russell Malone on guitar, Paul Keller on bass, and Steve Kroon on percussion. Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Their broken dreams. You
laugh tonight and cry tomorrow. When you behold your shattered dreams, and gigolo and gigolette awake to find their eyes are wet with tears that tell of broken dreams. Here is where you'll always find me, always walking up and down. But I left my soul behind me in an old cathedral town. The joy that you find here you borrow, you cannot keep it long, it seems. But gigolo and gigolette still sing a song and dance along Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Diana Krall from her 1996 album, All For You, tribute to Nat King Cole, and the track was called Boulevard of Broken Dreams. That will do it for today's show. My goodness, we've had some really hot weather lately. A little bit cooler on Sunday, thankfully. But we are in July, so what do you expect? And temperatures do seem to be warming up every year a little bit more. So there's been a lot of heat stroke around. So I often close my show with saying this in jest: keep cool and stay safe. But I'm going to say it really seriously. Make sure you hydrate a lot. Stay out of the sun. And I will be back next week with more Dark Glasses here on CFRC 101.9. My name's Daniel Wolf, and if you didn't catch it the first time, I will repeat: hot out there, keep cool, and stay safe. Bye for now.
Hello, hello, hello. That Stealing Your Line, Greybeard. That's the end of another amazing show. Burma Jam in the studio with Greybeard here, and I'm gonna have to listen back to that because I was scurrying around and scrambling records, actual vinyl today for my show, and I wasn't able to listen to that. Oh, don't forget your phone, by the way. So I got a bunch of records for you, mostly 45s. Had an amazing trip to New York City. I was here last Sunday. time flies after a vacation. You got to get back in gear, sort of, and it can be funny to go back to a city that you used to live in, and you start to feel like those, like, oh, I'm here, I'm back, and then you go home again. But Richmond's such a great city to come back to, and I just have I feel like I have a fresh outlook having gone up there and gotten some culture and reminded of things that I used to care about a lot, including people and random serendipity and being out and about and, and observing and interacting with the world more. And I should do that in Richmond more, too, probably. So I will. And a great way to do that, connect with your community, is